Jake Isaac mit Long Road auf Lux FM am Montagnachmittag. Der Mann aus South London spielt heute Abend in der Kantine des Berghain. So ist es richtig. Er sollte eigentlich im Privatclub spielen. Jetzt ist das aber verlegt in die Kantine des Berghain. Und er hat es vorher zu mir ins Studio geschafft. Wir quatschen über musikalische Früherziehung in Form eines musikversessenen Vaters. Wir reden über die Wichtigkeit einer eigenen Stimme. Wir reden über Spiritualität in der Musik und vieles, vieles mehr. Als erstes sage ich aber Hello and welcome, Jay.
Hey, how are you doing? Yeah, good. Thanks for having me.
Cool. I just, normally I ask where people are coming from, but I know that you've been to Berlin yesterday and you played with Rhodes.
Yeah, it was a last
surprise
minute.
Gig.
Absolutely. It was a last minute thing. I got asked like two nights ago and it was a privilege to open up for him yesterday. It's brilliant.
So how was that?
Brilliant. The crowd was just beautiful. Like,
cool.
People over here really like gigs and they really like listening to music.
That's true.
It's refreshing. It's a gorgeous crowd and a beautiful room. It was brilliant.
cool. So, congratulations to the three EPs that you've actually put out already.
Yeah.
Before we talk about the music on those EPs and about plans for an LP maybe,
sure.
Let's talk about your voice because I'm super in love with your voice, man. I've read that you started playing guitars like 5 to 6 years ago, which is unbelievable when one thinks of the position you're in right now.
Sure.
Like making records, having started like 5 years ago.
Yeah.
But that's something that I can kind of understand, you know, that you're training the guitar as heavily as you did and then you can play it after 5 years. But your own singing voice, when did you discover your own singing voice? Because some singers, they sing and sing and sing, they have a career and they still sound like Eddie Vedder. You know?
Oh, man.
And you have your own voice. How did you find that?
Yeah, you're very kind. To be honest, I grew up in, my dad, he's a vicar.
Mm-hmm.
And so I grew up around a lot of singing growing up in church. And he used to listen to Paul Simon. And then I think when I got to about 15, 16, I started going on YouTube and trying to mimic. Just trying to imitate singers online, like jazz singers.
Graceland.
Obviously, you can't go wrong with some Paul Simon.
No.
So I was just trying to mimic that. And I was a bit of a closet singer. So I stayed in my room and sang. I didn't sing outside. I played drums outside. I started writing at university. And I gave it a try and someone liked it and they said, look, we should get you some gigs. And I said, all right.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So you weren't so sure about your own voice, but somebody else said, man, let's do something with that.
I think because I didn't sound like a jazz singer, I don't sing like a jazz singer I don't do like riffs and runs and all that fancy stuff. I just sing what I feel in my heart. And so I didn't always fit in with my friends. And it's working somehow.
That's a good starting point to get creative, right?
Sure,
to not fit in at some place.
Absolutely,
because then you can concentrate on your own stuff and start working on music, maybe.
Cool. Totally.
Oh, I almost forgot you were touring with Joanna's Policewoman.
Yeah, that was crazy.
She is so sweet and crazy and talented, right?
Listen, I learned so much.
Yeah.
Like, her stage presence is phenomenal. And her songs are just, they space you out. It's crazy.
Yeah.
So it was an absolute pleasure. Like, we did the UK tour and we did Ireland as well. And it was beautiful. It was a cool bunch of guys and the band was really cool.
And I really can imagine that one can learn a lot from her because she's been into the business with other people as well, with Jeff Buckley back when for decades now. And she knows the little tricks and she has some little hints for everyone, I think. I was at her show, I really loved the way that she breathed in between those songs. She didn't even present her next song, and everybody was turned on, like the homosexual girls, the heterosexual guys, everyone was like horny for her. And I love that. I mean, it's really cool. Just because you mentioned your father already, that when I read an interview with you, I realized that there's been influences music-wise, like Paul Simon, you mentioned. You've been listening to Mozart a lot, but I think the major, major influence was your father himself.
Absolutely.
Who just came home from work, from church,
and
put on
stuff.
Music in super loud.
I couldn't get rid of it. I'd learn to fall asleep listening to it. You know, normally people need silence, but I was used to it. And like we used to, he used to drive around quite a lot, like motorway driving, Autobahn driving, and he would just play it. He had an old Volvo. saloon car, and the whole family would drive to Scotland and wherever else, and we'd just be, those are the only two tapes he had.
but I get that a lot from musicians who keep telling it to me that they've not studied music at university, but they had parents who were super into music, and they were forced those kids to listen to music from a super early age on. Like they threw away those child songs when they were two and were like, listen to Paul Simon now, son, or something like that. How important was that for you, for the way your brain works?
To be really honest, I would do the same with my children when the time comes. Mm-hmm. And it causes you to mature. Music, you know, sometimes like when you hear stories when people are pregnant, they play classical music, mm-hmm. like when women are pregnant and whatnot. Somehow, when you're growing up listening to mature music, it causes your mind to think a little bit bigger than mm-hmm. what's current, mm-hmm. especially if it's like music with longevity, music which has been around, timeless music, you know. And I really appreciated it. I loved it. And it's made me who I am today. Yeah.
And because I think it's the same with, because music is just another language, and it's the same thing as if you taught a Chinese boy how to speak English from day one on. So, and he'd be able to speak both languages when he's five, he won't have any problems.
Yeah, but the beauty is, music is universal language. Yeah. It's like you could be singing in French, you could sing in whatever language, but if the music is authentic, if it's real and it's personal, mm-hmm. it can translate across, and that's why I love it. Yeah.
And that's a good bridge for the next song that we're going to play, because it's a personal song.
Yeah.
And it's full of hope. Jack Isaac with Hope auf Flux FM. And we'll talk a bit more right after this, and we'll give away tickets for tonight's show.
Brilliant.
Keep holding on.
Nice chord, my man.
Cheers.
A beautiful song, man.
Dankeschön.
Hope war das gerade von Jake Isaac. A song that's been composed at a friend's place at a time when you were not really in the best place in your life.
Yeah.
And the song seems as if you were trying to convince yourself to believe in hope again.
Absolutely.
So is the therapeutical part of composing something that's important to you, or is it just happening?
No, there's something really magical when you sit down and you play an instrument, you play the first chord, and already in your head and in your heart you can feel the next chord, or when you write a line and you feel the next part of the conversation coming, and that song for me, it was totally that. I played one chord, I sang one line, and I felt like I knew where the next line was coming from, you know. And it doesn't always happen like
that.
And
when the song was finished, did you think like, oh, this song probably is gonna make me able to move out of my friend's place and look for an old place again?
I didn't think of it like that. I knew it was vulnerable. I knew it was real to me. Not every song I write comes like that, you know. Mm-hmm. It's like, but when it comes, it's like when you need to go to the toilet. When you need to go, you need to go. So it came like that.
that's a shitty way to describe something like a spiritual experience.
Right,
because in my mind, it's like spiritual kind of an experience when you because I really think that writing a song, even if you're a religious person or not, it's like talking to God, or talking to the gods, or waiting for the gods to talk to you.
It's a bigger thing, right?
It's
a bigger thing. And but do you know what's important? Always like honor and appreciate the process. Don't think, write songs for hearts, not for charts.
Yeah.
Like don't write songs to make it.
That's a nice way to say it. Man.
Yeah, you know. And so you kind of place value on the moment and let the song do whatever it needs to do afterwards.
And I really think that's the problem of our times, because the whole business has gone down, and so many people are trying to compose their songs for the safe side, for the charts, because otherwise they wouldn't even be signed.
Sure.
No, really. And I really think that's brave, and I really have to say that it's cool of you that you're trying to compose songs that are from your heart and for the hearts of others, instead of playing the safe thing, you know, because the safe thing isn't working as well. It doesn't even make sense to try and play a safe thing. So you've put out 3 EPs until now. What's the next move? Are you currently working on an LP, or is the EP your favorite format, maybe?
No. I there's a bigger conversation to have, which will come in the LP. I'm just writing for it at the moment. Just taking my time and just spending time alone and just writing stuff and writing with other people as well, and seeing what comes out, trying to stretch, push the boundaries.
Cool.
I've got a few little bits and pieces, like maybe some singles coming, and then maybe by the end of next summer have an album out.
Cool.
And you'll be the first to know, trust me.
and you'll be the first to be invited to this very station once again. So tonight's show, as a last question before you play us a little song, are you going to perform as a solo artist tonight as well?
Yeah. Okay. So my whole time I've been over here, I've been on my own, all by myself, and my band.
By myself.
So my band, hopefully next time I come over, I'll be able to bring the boys out. But tonight I'm just on my own and opening up for Luke Sitar Singh. He's a great musician. A great artist, and I'm just gonna play a couple of songs and see what people think.
Cool. So you play us one now, and I'm gonna give away some tickets real quick. Wer heute Abend also zu Luke Sitar Singh und Jake Isaac möchte in die Kantine des Berghain, der ruft jetzt ganz schnell an unter 030 2000 9000. Berlin 2000 9000 ist die Nummer zum Glück. Auf der Bühne heute Luke Sitar Singh und Jake Isaac, und Jake spielt uns jetzt auch noch einen live. Jake, thank you for coming and thank you for playing a song.
The song's called Cold Stone Heart.
I held hands with the earth as the sweetness of you, dear, failed to walk with me. Failed to walk with me. And I was troubled by my fears, and I poured out all my tears where you lay with me. Where you lay with me. Find me in scattered pieces, blown by the winds of broken love. Find me where you have left me. I'm no more a man, I'm torn into half, I'm torn into half. Cold stone heart, I feel so empty and useless. I'm lost without you, my days won't start the same. They don't start the same. Truth be told, my dear, I never had a thing to give and everything to take. Ooh. Everything to take, darling. You had more than me. I only had your love for me. But you were all I need. Oh, you were all I need. Find me in scattered pieces, blown by the winds of broken love. Oh, 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 oh. Find me where you have left me. I'm no more a man, torn into half, I'm torn into half. Oh, 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 cold stone heart, I feel so empty and useless. I'm lost without you, my days won't start. No, 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 no. The same. The same. My days don't start the same. Hey, oh, oh. The same. The same without you. They're not the same.
Stay your applause for Jake Isaac of Flux FM. Thank you, my man. That was really beautiful. Heute Abend in der Kantine des Berghain. Die Tickets, die wir für den Abend haben, sind leider schon verlost. Thank you, Jake.
Dankeschön.
Please come back as soon as you finish the next recordings and as soon as you play the next gig in Berlin.
I'd love to.
You know where we are right now. You just come in.
Definitely.
During the show, just pop in. Like, hi, it's me.
No problem.
That will be cool. Okay, thanks for coming.
Thank you for
having me. Have great fun at tonight's show, and I'll see you soon, my man. Bye-bye.